At a glance. Vice President Sarah Duderte's camp claims that recipients of her office's confidential funds used aliases, raising questions about potential violations of the anti-alias law. Prosecutors argue that the use of aliases in acknowledgement receipts may constitute a violation of the law, which carries penalties including jail time and fines. For the first time, the camp of Vice President Sarah Duderte made the claim that the recipients of her office's confidential funds used aliases. It's a plausible explanation that could justify the oddity of the names of the signatories on the acknowledgement receipts, from surnames of senators to a mix of brand names, such as the infamous Mary Grace Paiatos. This, however, raises another question. Did Sarah Duderte, as head of agency for the Office of the Vice President and previously the Department of Education, violate the anti-alias law? The prosecution believes so. This does not fall under any of the exemptions to the anti-alias law. This could be yet another case or violation against them, public prosecutor Joel Chua said. What does the law actually say? The original law dates back to 1936, when the National Assembly of the Philippines passed Commonwealth Act No. 142. It was extensively amended by Republic Act 6085 in 1969. The amended law prohibits a person from using any name other than the one he was registered with at birth, or the one he was baptized with, or the substitute name approved by a competent court. The only exceptions are pseudonyms, solely for literary, cinema, television, radio, or other entertainment purposes, and in athletic events. If persons want to use an alias, they need to obtain judicial authority to do so. They also cannot have more than one alias. The judicial authority for the use of alias, the Christian name, and the alien immigrant's name shall be recorded in the proper local civil registry, and no person shall use any name or names other than his original or real name unless the same is or are duly recorded in the proper local civil registry, the law reads. RA 6085 also explicitly states that no person, even those who use a pseudonym or those who obtain judicial authority to use an alias, shall execute any public or private document without affixing his or her actual name. Violation of the law entails jail time of up to 5 years and a fine of P5000 up to P10000. It is clear that the vice president, when she took her oath of office, swore under the Constitution that she would uphold all of our laws. This is again a culpable violation of the Constitution, Chua said. Regarding its application to the acknowledgement receipts of confidential funds, it's something that the impeachment court should answer, Prosecutor Lorden Suen also added in a separate interview with Rappler. One Supreme Court ruling in 1996 may be relevant to this issue. Ursua v. Court of Appeals says that the use of a fictitious name in a single instance without indication that the person intends to be known by that name does not fall within the prohibition contained in CA No. 142 as amended. Defense lawyer Justine Guler, who publicly offered this fresh theory of their case for the first time, said they will thresh out their arguments when they present their evidence. Private prosecutor Mi Divinagracia, however, objected to what she called an 11th hour admission of their position, since the angle on aliases was not revealed during the pretrial. Rappler. Come. How does this make you feel?